Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 14, recorded July 15th, 2013. Something Red. This Week in YouTube is brought to you by Ting.com. Ting is a mobile phone service that makes sense. Save money with Ting. Pay for what you use. Does not require a contract and offers unlimited devices on one pooled plan. Save $25 off your first Ting device by visiting TWIYT.ting.com. That's TWIYT.ting.com. And by ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network that allows you to use the internet the way it should be, anonymous and unfiltered. For 20% off a new account, go to proxpn.com/twit and use our code TWIYT. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I am your host, Chad Johnson. And of course, every week we have the wonderful, the great Lamar Wilson.
He with a non-creepy here. Face.
Yay! Well, are you sure? I think you should work on that non-creepy face.
Oh, it was a little creepy. Maybe,
yeah, exactly. How have you been, man?
Man, it has been a week. I'm glad we're at this week because this is the month is starting to end slowly.
Because it's been good.
I mean, a lot of good things are happening. I've been sticking to my schedule, getting out videos every day. So I've been really happy. YouTube is starting to feel a little bit better because some new things are going to be happening soon for me. And yeah,
it's good. Things are looking up. Things are getting better.
Awesome. They're slowly getting better.
How about you? For me, really good. This last week we'll get to it probably when I talk about stuff that's been going on with my channel. I've been making so much content. It's been kind of difficult to stay ahead of the train as I'm constantly trying to make stuff. But it's been really healthy, and so far I think I'm staying on top of it. So
consistency, man.
That's what I'm working for. Now this week I am very excited because we have Austin joining us. How are you doing, Austin?
Sup? I'm doing great. I've been hoping to get on the show for so long now.
I'm so excited to have you. Let people know what your channel's about and sort of what your beat is on your channel.
Yeah, sure. So like I said, my name's Austin. Basically, I do tech videos. So it's more of the geeky, nerdy stuff. So I do like computer builds, but I also do reviews of more normal stuff like, you know, phones and tablets and that kind of stuff and all kinds of tech stuff. But basically, I'm just a giant nerd who loves to make videos.
Perfect. Yeah.
So if you're honest about it,
if you go and browse through his video, he does PC builds. You do a little bit of like descriptions. I really, really love the angle that you've taken with your channel. It seems really, really helpful.
I wanted to ask. Did I jump in your way, Chad?
No, go crazy.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask about the PC builds because that's something that you really specialize in. I mean, it's not something that I necessarily enjoy watching because I don't build PCs anymore like I used to. But like, why did you start with those, and why are those so popular on your channel? What do you think?
Well, that's actually kind of funny because I've been doing YouTube for a little over 4 years now. I've had a bunch of specialties. Like at first, when I first started, I was doing iPhone app reviews. That was all I did. I didn't have a camera or anything. I just took screenshots of apps and just kind of talked over them. Then I kind of got into more like iPhone stuff and, you know, more general. But one day I was actually a couple years ago, I was starting to plan out my first PC build because I was on an old junk laptop and I was trying to edit videos and it was no good. So I started doing research on PC stuff. I already knew, you know, a decent bit, but I never actually built a full scale gaming rig or anything like that. So I started doing research on it. I built my first PC. I really started getting into it. And I did a video going over like how to build a PC. It was more of like a parts video because there's lots of like tutorials like, oh, you know, put this here and do that there. But I did a, hey, you know what? You buy this part and this part and this part and you get an awesome gaming PC for $300 or $500 or $1,000 or whatever the budget was. And people loved that video, even though it wasn't very good. And definitely some of my very first recommendations might not have been all that amazing. But it was something that so many people loved. I was like, you know what? I got to totally do more of these. So I started doing like, you know, a monthly series where I show like a new budget, whether it be, I think my latest build was $400. The one before that was like $1,500. But it's just all kinds of just easy builds.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. I you know, it's funny because when you introduced yourself, I should have led it up so that you could say, hey, guys, Austin. Anyway.
Yep.
That is a signature.
I was kind of kicking myself that I didn't lead like in some way that you could start off that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Is there anything that you want to like move towards in the future? Like something that you haven't quite gotten yet, or are you completely happy with where the channel is now?
To be totally honest, I've never had anything all that planned out. It's always been just kind of I make videos that I like, that I'm interested in, that, you know, whether it's phones or whatever. And when I'll start doing a new series or start doing a new type of video, most of the time people, they might like it, they might watch it, but they might not really care that much, and then I won't do any more. But every once in a while, like with the PC builds, there'll be something that there's a lot of people who are passionate about it who, you know, really say, yeah, you got to do more of these, it's great. And that's always the sign where I go, yep, that's where I'm going next. But it's almost never really planned out. It's always just whatever people really tend to like and tend to gravitate towards. If I see people are enjoying something that I like and that, you know, I'm making myself, I'm absolutely going to make more and just go for it. But no, I never have a good master plan, which there's good and bad to it. But
no, I think not planning is one of the things I just wrote on my channel about page now is it says kill the format, because I'm really against formatting and having this system because it always has failed for me. I say, you know, I want to try to do this and do this week and make it seem like a show and make it seem like this, and I never am happy with it like 3-4 weeks later. So I get you. I think the idea about not really planning ahead and just kind of going with the flow and growing from that is really important. I wanted to ask you, of course I know it, but what is your process of making a typical Austin Evans video? Like do you just sit there and get it done in an hour and bam, and it is up, or it's a little longer than that?
It depends on the video. I do a lot of different kinds. Like for a video like I did, like a PC build, that usually takes a good week or so of like, well, not a week solid, but, you know, I'll spend a few days here and there like kind of thinking about the idea of the build and start getting together a parts list. And it takes a while to actually, you know, figure out exactly, you know, I could do this, but I can save $5 here, and, you know, just lots of little stuff. But once I actually get all the research done, everything, usually I'll write some kind of outline. I don't really script my videos. Like if I'm ever talking to the camera, I can't read a script.
I was wondering about
hey,
that.
Guys.
Yeah,
because
you lock onto the camera with your gaze. It's just like, I'm just like, either he's memorized everything he's saying or that's off the top of your head. So super pro. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all memorized. I usually will have like my iPad mini. I'll like have it on my lap below me. I just kind of, you know, have a couple notes down, like mention this or don't forget to say this. You know, just a brief outline. But no, it's just trial and error. I mean, like a 5 or 6 minute video, I'll probably spend about an hour or so filming just because I like to do long cuts. I don't really like doing I like to do as few jump cuts as possible. And when I do them, I like to kind of like mask them. No, it's just my style. Like
I am all about the jump cut too. Like,
yeah.
I will slice every I ever did.
Oh, yeah. I try to do like 30 second takes usually or something like that. So it takes, it will be, I've spent literally 20 minutes to try to get 30 seconds right. Sometimes I go crazy and just like turn off the camera, go take a walk and come back and keep filming it. But yeah, once I do that, it's pretty straightforward. Just edit it up and yeah, upload it. But that's definitely the most time consuming part is the kind of the pre-production and actually getting the thing finally filmed.
what makes you different? There's so many tech channels out there. I know I try to differentiate myself hugely, but what makes you different from everyone else that's out there?
Oh, that's
I'm putting
one.
You on the spot now.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
It'd have to be the hey guys.
Yeah, I have to. I'm the only person on YouTube who starts with hey guys. This is Austin.
Right.
That's it. No, I think for all the biggest thing for me is I've always tried to improve and I've always tried to keep it moving. Like, I feel like if I ever sit still and say, okay, I've got it, I'm good, I feel like I'll get all rusty and people will pat me. I always kind of pretend, whether it's true or not, that I'm like, I got fire underneath me. I'm like, somebody's about to pass me. Like, I'm always trying to be on it, trying to, you know, come up with new ideas. I mean, I definitely, when something sticks like these gaming PC videos, you know, once I saw that they stick, I definitely have kept up with them, but it's not, I haven't changed my channel entirely over to gaming PC stuff. I'm always, you know, doing new and different stuff, but I don't know, I always try to make my stuff better every video if I can, which not always is the case, but I try at least.
Cool. I have to ask, are you a Minecraft fan? I see the shirt.
Yes.
I'm a huge Minecraft fan at heart.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Nice.
Love it. I was not ready for that one.
Love it. Love it.
I am the one that is not a fan here. I just choose not to play those games.
Cool.
I haven't been into Minecraft in a while, actually. I played it so much in the beta that I kind of got like Minecrafted out. And then I've kind of picked it up a few times since. But yeah, I just played so much of it during the beta. It was just like hours and hours and days just disappeared.
You get burned out a little bit, just a tiny bit after a long time. Well, cool. Well, thank you. So you're going to join for the rest of the episode. Lamar, do you have any other questions?
No, I know this guy. I know.
And you guys, throughout the episode, will get to know Austin even more. Well, I would like to thank our sponsor for the episode, Ting. I'm so happy to have Ting. This is the first time they've been a sponsor on the episode, on the show. And Ting is a mobile service provider. They are an MVNO, which is a national reseller of the Sprint network. So you know Sprint's nationwide network, awesome coverage. They are just right on that service. But Ting does everything correct. I mean, think about all the things that you wish you could get out of your phone company. Like, I don't know, no contracts. Truly contract-free, no early termination fees, no other BS. You probably wish that you had that in your phone service. Ting's got it. How about no bundling services? Listen, all I want to do is say, buy 1,000 minutes of voice and no text messages or no megabytes. On those other carriers, you'll have to get, you can get voice, but you're going to get unlimited text messages. And it's just all this other ride-along services that I don't want. Ting, they do it correctly. Also, you have no overage charges. Let's say you buy 2,000 megabytes and you go over just a little bit. Instead of charging you penalties, Ting will just roll you into the next tier as if you had bought it originally. There is no penalty at all. Also, there aren't add-on charges for things you expect from a phone service like voicemail, caller ID, get this, tethering and hotspotting, three-way calling, call forwarding, and tons of other features that are all part of the service without a single charge. Ting does it right. If you would like to learn more about Ting, please head on over to twyt.ting.com. That is our landing page. And you can use their savings calculator. You can try to build your own service. Oh, another thing they do right. You know how you kind of want like a family plan, but on those other carriers, you may hit a limit of a few devices. Ting, you get unlimited devices on a single plan. So you want to add grandma, grandpa, the dog, anyone to your service.
The dog.
It's just $6 a month extra to add a huge family plan. Once again, folks, Ting does it right. So head on over to twyt.ting.com. Save money and better manage your mobile phone usage with Ting. Check out their savings calculator. See how much you can save by switching from your company. And this week in YouTube, viewers will also get to save $25 off your first Ting device when you sign up. So go and visit twyt.ting.com and start saving today. Marketing is an awesome company, and I am so happy that they are here on This Week in YouTube. So thank you, Ting.
I got to say, man, that's some good stuff, you know, be able to build your own plan. It's not part of the ad, but that, I mean,
because it's what Austin
and I, we're always talking about phones and stuff, and it's to have a service like that that it's at least as an option to offer people. So
that's
kind of cool.
I think that's totally the future. I mean, the fact that you have got to pay so much money for like I have a plan. It's like you get so many minutes to text and stuff. I don't use half that. I don't want to have to pay an extra $50 for a bunch of junk that I don't want to use.
Nope. And
that's
awesome. On Ting, they will roll your plan into the next billing cycle. It's perfect if you don't use. Yeah.
Because I hate if I have like Google Voice and I want to use that as my texting, but you know, but I'm forced to pay the extra $10 a month into my my plan with my carrier because they bundle in the texting and I hate that. So
and if you don't get the unlimited texting, you got to pay like a quarter per every single text you send. Okay, that works.
right. So thank you, Ting, for your support of This Week in YouTube. So. We have a little bit of a discussion. You want to kick it off, Lamar?
Yeah. So Austin and I were chatting about this the other day, and I won, obviously. But I didn't win. We wanted to talk about on YouTube as a creator, what do you think is more valuable? Where when someone likes your video or when someone subscribes to your channel? Because, and the reason we were asking this, because so many of YouTubers like ourselves do call to actions. We'll say at the end, hey, please subscribe, like, favorite, and follow my Twitter. And it's too much.
Right. So, I have Tumblr too. And LiveJournal, I don't keep it as updated as I should.
Yeah. And my MySpace, of course.
But definitely, yes.
Yeah. So we want to really narrow down, or at least Austin was talking about, you know, narrowing down just to one call of action. And the reason I said likes were better is because like is a share for most people. Where they like it, it'll get shared to whoever is following them, and that'll spread you out for more. But also, you have a different perspective, and why don't you share that?
Sure. So the way I see it, you know, we were talking about how, because I've always had like an end screen, like you said, like it's a guy like, go check out my latest video, Twitter, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And so recently I've gotten rid of that just as a little test. Instead, I've just been telling people to subscribe. Now, my reasoning behind that is if you ask people to like the video, that's great for you. I mean, that'll get your video, like you said, being getting kind of shared more, kind of help with SEO, all that kind of stuff. But the thing is, I feel like a lot of the people who would like the video are going to like it regardless of whether you ask them. Sure, maybe a few more people will. However, basically, the way that boils down is you're asking someone to help you by giving it a like. And most people are probably going to be totally fine. It takes half a second out of their day to do it. But basically, you're just asking them to say, hey, you enjoyed it? Give me a like. Whereas if you subscribe, the way at least I try to pitch it is, hey, do you like this? If you do, be sure to subscribe so you can catch more of my videos. So I'm not asking people, hey, do me a favor since you just watched the video. Instead, I'm saying, hey, if you liked it, you want to see more, if you subscribe to the channel, and that way you'll be able to get all of my new videos. And that way, you just get all the new videos, and it's actually going to be helpful to the viewer as well as to me, who obviously is going to get maybe another couple views from this person watching some more videos. So at least in my opinion, I think that not only is it more helpful, I guess, because most people would think probably just to like anyway, but you get them to actually subscribe. They're probably going to be watching more of your videos, and that'll probably end up being more helpful in the long run. But that's kind of my take on it, at least.
It's an interesting perspective. I'm still currently doing both, and I definitely see the reason to stick with one, because a call to action, once you add layers to a call to action, like, hey, all you need to do is text this number and then do this and then also call, but make sure that you follow the Twitter account. Otherwise, like, it just gets too muddled. I kind of pitch it as two different things. Is get my video. If you want to catch all the videos, make sure you subscribe. But if you like this video, hit like, because it helps me know what videos to make in the future. So it kind of brings an edge to, if you do like this, there's a chance that I might not have enough time in the future. So I may not be able to make this, if it's a Let's Play series or if it's a vlog or whatever. Like, I'm going to be making so much content that there's a chance that I'm not going to be able to make it all. And your vote is... like, your like is the vote to keep it around.
That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, it
I haven't thought of it like that.
Yeah.
So it's usually the way I
get what Austin is saying. I'm sorry, I'm hearing feedback. I get what Austin's saying though. Like my thought process was short term, and his thought process is more long term. Say, hey, if you hook them in with good content, first of all, and say, hey, if you want more, subscribe, then they'll be around longer than maybe that share would be. And so I know like last week and this week, I actually didn't say like at all in any of the videos because I wanted to see what the percentage was from the week before. Mm-hmm. And Austin was right. It was about the same. No, I didn't really, me saying it didn't really push that many more people to like it. So I think having one call to action, or what I'm trying out is I'm just trying to do more of a story format where I end the video on kind of a high and don't do a call to action and see what the results are. And so it's interesting. So many different ways to do it. I don't think there's a right or wrong way. Necessarily.
Yeah, actually, the way you said that, I say that's a really good idea to kind of use it as like a let the audience kind of participate. Like, hey, you like this, or do you want to see more of it? Do you want to see something else? That's actually a really interesting way of kind of bringing the audience in. Actually, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, it was truly just like likes. I mean, this is actually a great question for you guys. What do those likes do? I mean, other than move the little green bar over if someone dislikes the video, I mean...
Oh, it does a lot.
Does it really add to the algorithm on how far a video gets pushed up?
In my mind, it's not, in my opinion, from, you know, researching, it's not about the algorithm as much. Typically, people, when they make their channel, by default, have it set up that you can... that you see their current activity. So if they comment on a video, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm following them or if I'm subscribed to them, I see it in my feed. If they like a video, those are defaults that are already set, and most people don't change their defaults. So if you, Chad, like my video, it will go into your activity feed, and someone just so happens to be looking at the activity feed since it's the default way to look at YouTube now, chances are they'll see that video you liked and say, oh, that looks interesting, and click it. And so it has a potential to reach people that I can't reach.
So it has an edge of viralness.
Yeah. I can't reach those people. Those are your people. So that it's the same thing as a retweet on Twitter. If you retweet me, I get to reach people that I normally would not ever be able to reach.
Yeah. I mean, my point of view truly came from I really don't care. Like a lot of people really care about these likes. I'm just going to kind of use them as a voting system, and it'll give. It's been a weird sort of travel to get to this point, because I originally wanted to create multiple channels of multiple different video types, and now it's just the one channel. I knew that I'd need some sort of voting algorithm, and comments are a little bit hard because I didn't want people just to comment and be like vote, and I don't know.
I think we all have interesting perspectives. Austin, do you have a final thought on this at all?
Oh, no, I just think, I mean, definitely likes are important. Definitely subscribing is important. But there's also important stuff like, you know, being able to watch the entire video and favoriting. And there's all kinds of stuff that YouTube kind of takes into consideration. Like you said, like you were experimenting with the likes. I'm experimenting with, at the end of the videos, just being very, you know, honest and, you know, very kind of, I don't know, persuasive, I guess. I don't know, just like saying, hey, if you enjoyed, definitely be sure to subscribe because I'm going to do a new one next month, or I do these every week, or, you know, just try to give a reason. We'll see if it actually works or if it makes any difference, or maybe it's just like with Lamar and the likes, people would do it anyway and it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Yeah, it's my good looks. That's pretty much it.
That's definitely it.
They were going to like anyway, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Everyone.
I'm like one of those hot British guys that, you know, everybody's liking their videos. So
absolutely.
I'm clearly like that.
Absolutely. They like bomb whatever you make.
Exactly. So, it's funny. We're talking about subscribing. Our main story really is about the new subscribe button, as if YouTube can't stop making new stuff.
Yeah.
Chad
button. A button has arrived. We've been waiting for this button for forever.
But I'm going to tell you something. Okay. First of all, Austin and I were having a fight argument with Marquez Brownlee yesterday.
Yeah.
Because we both are, Marquez and I are both like big fans of Red.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's in the chat room, by the way. So we may like see some like extra comments attached to whatever you say.
So we're big fans of Red. And so, you know, seeing this button, it's a small change, which broke my video that one day when they made it. But it's a very interesting change because this subscribe button now pops out at you.
Yeah. And well, I don't like red at all. I mean,
you don't like red.
No.
Wow. I would never have.
I hope someone's watching on video. If you're watching this in audio or listening to this in audio, yeah, it's because it may have gone over your red hair. Okay. So
there are a few things in the article. Like the first point, it says redder is better.
Yeah, it's definitely bright.
I can't argue with that.
No, it's true. It does make you see. Some people say, "Oh no, red will make you stop from subscribing." Red keeps you from scrolling. Like it pops out of my eye and I stop. And that's one of the reasons my channel is so red, because it's like you're gonna stop here and not leave until you subscribe.
Yeah, I don't think that red will. I don't think anyone's gonna see that red button and think, "Oh no, it's a cancel button." Or, you know, red denotes bad. Now, Austin, so were you on the other side? You didn't like the color change?
Oh, no, I think it's great. I mean, I think it pops out more a little bit. I don't quite think it fits with the site. It looks a little, it pops out, but I guess that's for a reason, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's fine. I mean, I guess we'll see if it makes any difference. I don't know, but it's an interesting change. YouTube always, anytime they do a change like this, even if it's something as small as changing the color of a button, they do it for a reason. You better believe a lot of very smart people spend a lot of time trying to decide the exact shade of red that will react to.
Can you imagine the mock-ups of that? This is the new subscribe button. We've blown it up to 300% and put it on this poster board for you so that you can see. And then there's also the 300 other buttons that we did.
Yeah, 300 shades of red.
Right, exactly.
So, something that was interesting in his article that I don't really believe, but it says get ready for a new layout. The reason is that the new layout and the button do not mesh well. Like, the button does pop out.
Yeah.
And looks a little weird layout. But I can't take another layout.
So,
because this one is working. They can't. No, don't do it.
I want to point out now, unfortunately, this is a telltale sign. But I haven't subscribed to you yet, Austin. So everyone go over to youtube.com/AustinEvans. But it shows up right here in the top corner. Mm-hmm. So you can click subscribe. Or if you click into a video, for some reason my cursor is gone. If you click into a video, it also shows up right there. And you really think that that's a big break from the...
I think from the old yellow, I think the red is definitely... It makes your eye go toward it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I really believe that.
Definitely. I mean, especially if you go back to the page and you look at, like, everything's white, everything's black. It's the only bit of color pretty much on the watch page besides maybe like an ad or a video. But it really does stick out. And like I said, I don't think it quite meshes perfectly, but that probably did that for a reason. It gets people's attention, like, subscribe. I should do that.
Right. I wish that when you hovered over it, it would say free, truly. Just says subscribe and then you hover over and it goes free.
The paid ones are pretty clear that it's paid. I think they have a different button. I can't confirm.
It says like subscribe and then the cost in the same button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is good, because that was my worst fear about them bringing out paid subscriptions. We talked about this weeks ago. Was that people were just going to be confused as to, you know, they'll get scared of the word subscribe. I still say YouTube should just say follow.
Yes.
I just think that's still the best word. Even Facebook realized that and changed their subscribe button to follow.
At what point will it be circle?
You know what? No, I went to Google some months ago, and they are working on combining circles and subscribers at some point.
Oh, man.
So it's either going to be the word subscribe or circle. It will happen. I just hope they just change. Even circle is silly. Just say follow.
I know. Well, it's funny. My favorite circle is the follow circle, because it just makes sense to me. Anyway, and finally, YouTube, the article mentions that perhaps they are aiming for an older demographic. The old yellow button sort of denoted an age of the user, that it's like, hey, we're fresh, we're fat, you know, it's young and you know, we're yellow, we can do anything, you know.
Hey,
and now
I'm young and hip.
Right. It kind of stuck out, and it was kind of, I mean, it was definitely different. This is now more in line with the logo and everything like that. Mm. And it, I mean, the article makes the argument that there maybe this is a play to get the 35 to 60 crowd, the 60 demographic.
So basically the Twit audience.
Basically. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And I'm saying it's an older audience that's here. And they are not on YouTube regularly. They're watching podcasts like this fine show here.
Absolutely.
Right. See how I cleaned it up?
Yeah. Good job. That was good. Good job.
Masterfully done.
Cool. Anything else that we want to touch on the subscribe button? The button has been changed.
Just if you see them around and you see my face or Austin's or Chad, just click it. Like, don't think about it.
Right.
Yeah. Just you click it and then you'll be done.
Right. So anyone who's ever been on this podcast or absolutely just subscribe.
Like the button. Cool.
Now, this episode is brought to you by ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network, which is, think of it like a tunnel, an encrypted tunnel, which all of your data, internet data, will travel through. It's 512-bit encrypted so that all the silly people that may try to look at your internet traffic, they can't. And you know what? That's a big deal. I mean, there's tons of personal information going through your internet traffic, and I'm concerned that my ISP could easily be spying on me, or if I'm on public Wi-Fi, that's a big problem. And with weird bills that have been tried to be passed, like CISPA and PIPA, and also the new six strikes rule, I really want to keep my data secure and private. I need a tunnel to make sure that no one else can see what is going on, and I love ProXPN. It works using OpenVPN, or if you have maybe a phone that doesn't support that, you can use PPTP. You get to choose. This will also work with almost any online data plan. And you have applications that will work with ProXPN, which include web browsers, email, file sharing, and instant messaging. ProXPN keeps everything you do online hidden from prying eyes. It also makes your internet region free. You can use ProXPN to route your service through all sorts of servers worldwide on the US, UK, Asia, and more. So now that you know what ProXPN is and why you need it, head on over to proxpn.com/twit for a little bit more information and sign up. A ProXPN premium membership normally costs $9.95 a month or $74.95 for an entire year. We at Twit have a special offer for you. Use the offer code TWIYT and receive 20% off the lifetime of your account. That is less than $5 a month if you get the yearly plan. And of course, if you're not satisfied, you can cancel within 7 days for a full refund. So head on over to proxpn.com/twit and sign up using offer code TWIYT. And we thank ProXPN for supporting our show this week and YouTube and the Twit network in general. Thank you, ProXPN. Okay, time for some viral videos. I'm excited about this one. Should we preface this or just go straight into it?
I think we got a little bit
of backstory. Everyone knows about the flight that crash landed in SFO. The plane caught fire. Big tragedy. I believe two folks died.
Yes,
tragedy. And then here, I believe this is actually a San Francisco local news company, Fox 2, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They say that they found the names of the four pilots.
I have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong.
Oh, really?
Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao.
Really? Interesting. So, by the way, someone in the chat room is saying three people died.
The bad part about this, I'm trying hard because we're not making light of the tragedy. We're making light of the stupidity of not only the NTSB, but really the local station who should have double and triple checked.
Captain Sum Ting Wrong. Seriously? She's like, while she's saying it, you're like, did no one, like, how many people must have touched this information before it got out?
When I heard this and I saw this video, it took me two times. Like, I knew they were making fun of the names. I knew what the video was about.
Right.
But the second time I listened to it, I realized it was dialogue and it was an order.
Yeah.
And that's when I lost it.
Yes.
Because it's, yes. And I'm not going to do the voices at all because I was told not to.
I'm going to let her, the anchor, like, we can just listen to them again. Anchor, what were those?
The four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao.
I'm glad she said Fook because
I know. Me too.
Yeah, she didn't.
It just amazes me. She didn't, like, blink. She just was, like, perfectly like every other news reporter. Like, nothing was wrong. You know, you've got to be, like, going, wait, no.
Wait a second. I mean, that is professional.
She's told to read, so she reads. And that's what the news reporter does. Yeah, this was an intern at NTSB.
Apparently.
But when you have a national organization pass on to you, I mean, I can see why that is. But, you know, and that, so the new news is that Asiana now is suing the news station for defamation or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, but they're not touching the NTSB, but they're the ones that gave them the wrong stuff to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Chad, who do you think?
This is complicated because
NTSB or the...
Well, it's very... Because I know that there's a lot of stress that goes into making, you know, television. And I'm sure that some poor intern got some bit of information. Someone was either trolling...
Right.
They thought that they heard something. Maybe there was some other prank. I mean, and it snowballed. I'm positive that some poor person just didn't catch this issue before it went out.
Yeah.
And so I don't know who to blame. I mean, truly, I wish that it could just be chalked up to a funny blooper forever. But obviously people are going to be more upset.
Yeah, I feel like the news station couldn't say anything because had they said something's wrong with these names and it was turned out to be their actual names, like, oh, so you got a problem with Chinese names,
right?
Are you making fun? It seemed like a lose-lose situation either way.
Yeah, I think I saw a video that they apologized like that night. It was like a short, like, hey, we released four names, they were wrong, we apologize about the misinformation. Yeah.
Oops.
Sort of thing, but yeah, and then this video already has 1,000,000.1 views. I mean,
and there are a lot of different versions of that video.
Yes. Like, oh yeah. Yeah, you could see. Oh yeah, yeah. Because everyone sort of took it off of their TiVos there. Yeah, this easily has 10 million views by now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What kind of amazes me is that Asiana is suing the news station because people are making light of this. Don't you think that if this is kind of like something to kind of distract people, like, oh, look, funny names, as opposed to, you know, like you let one of your planes crash and people die? Like, I think
that is a good
point. I would probably just like let people laugh and kind of forget about it.
That is a good point.
Yeah,
how could they possibly have done this? Your plane crashed. You screwed up a plane flight.
Yes, you had a new guy flying this.
Oh, man.
Let some people mourn in different ways.
Off the hook, seriously.
Yeah, we all mourn in different ways. We all take bad news in different ways. Some of us have to laugh. Someone provided that. It's over.
Yeah.
To sue is just, it's just petty.
Yeah.
I think it's petty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so next, this seriously blew my mind. You know, you walk in a park, everything's going fine. Maybe there's a guy dressed as Spider-Man hanging out at the park.
Casually.
Everyone, you know, sees Spider-Man. And then out of the blue, bah, 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 Spider-Man starts freaking street-balling it up.
Yeah, it's not creepy at all. It's just,
not at all. It turns out Spider-Man has some moves, and...
Oh,
alley-oop. Look at that.
Oh, Lord. Who could this be? Is this Kobe Bryant? Is this LeBron?
I mean, seriously.
Well, he does
have an unfair advantage. He does have Spidey senses.
So he knew where he was. Yeah.
Yeah. High five.
And the kids are excited. So who could this mystery guy be? Of course, the YouTube link is right there below.
Oh,
on the screen.
That was none other than Professor Life, who is known as the world's most popular street baller.
Right, right.
So I didn't know that at first. And I'm sitting there like, Spider-Man is awesome.
Wait, hold on a second. That surprises you that Spider-Man is good at something? I feel like Spider-Man would, like, by default be good at everything. Well,
No, because I think he'd go for a dunk and be stuck up there.
Yeah, he would. Well, that's why he was doing the alley oops, I think, is because, yeah, he was worried about getting stuck on the exactly. the ring. Yeah, but here he is, the professor.
You know, the thing is, I used to go to some of these games back in the day when they were called, maybe the chat room killed me. They were every summer, the groups would go around and tour different cities, and they were all street ballers. And, I can't think of the name.
I know what you're talking about.
Not Globetrotters, and one. There we go. The and one team. And I'm not sure he was part of them, but I used to love going to those games and just watch. They were just so much more better to watch than like professional NBA players. And they're just amazing. And yeah, the Globetrotters too kind of started this, but the street ballers really are awesome to watch. If you ever get a chance to go.
Wow. That's interesting.
I might just wish Spider-Man.
I know. Well, I want to see a superhero mashup of all DC versus maybe Marvel. Like, seriously, let's see who wins. Let's get a definitive answer.
Make it happen.
Yeah. It needs to happen.
And the guy looks like Austin with his hair lower. So that shows you that hey, Austin can jump.
Did you ever see him take off the mask? Because if not, I'm not going to confirm or deny anything. Spider-Man's pretty cool.
Not in your best day.
Yeah, okay. Last time I played basketball, I broke a finger.
Shots fired. Ooh. Dang.
I still have it.
Dang. Well, this week, Austin, we are relying on Austin. Do you happen to have a tip or a suggestion, maybe a tutorial or a technique? Anything that starts with a T, really?
If you say just do it, I'm out of here.
Just do it. Yeah. No. Actually, I do. I actually do have a good tip, or at least I hope it's a good tip.
Cool.
So lately, I've actually been in the middle of changing my name on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it's been a giant pain. It's been a huge hassle because not only have I tried to change on YouTube and Google+, but it's Twitter, Facebook. It's a huge deal. So one of the biggest things I would like to recommend, especially if you are a newer YouTuber, own your brand. First of all, make sure that you pick a decent name. It's so much easier to pick a good name and stick with it.
What was your name before? I don't remember. What was his name?
It was Duncan333303.
3303?
Yeah, something like that. A zip code after your name.
Was that a real zip code?
I think it's somewhere in Florida. Actually, I looked it up once. Yeah. But take it from somebody who has dealt with that name for a lot of time.
I dealt with my name, so I know.
I didn't ditch a whole channel. I was Crazy Dudo 7, spelled with a K and two Z's.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Yeah. No, that channel is burnt in the dust. It is gone.
I can definitely say it really pays to pick a good name early, and almost more important than that, make sure you own that name everywhere you can. So whenever some new, Twitter, Google+, something new comes out, make sure you register it. But on top of that, if you ever do want to change, keep in mind that it's going to be a massive hassle. YouTube makes it actually pretty simple. So the way I was able to do it was I just went over onto Google+. I linked my Google+ page with YouTube. Google+ makes it super easy. You can just literally like change your name in half a second. That's actually going to allow you to change your name on YouTube. Unfortunately, though, for the URL, you're always going to be stuck with whatever your original channel was. But you can sometimes get like another URL. So now it's youtube.com/AustinEvans will direct to my channel. So that works just fine. But like when you get into like trying to get a name over on Twitter, and especially on Facebook, it is almost like you need to start from scratch. So if I have one bit of advice, especially if you guys are starting out soon or starting out, from afresh, make sure that you have a good name to start with. And make sure you own it everywhere, because if you ever need to change it, it is going to be a massive nightmare. And not only that, but you're going to lose all that brand recognition of people like, hey, you're that Duncan guy. Now I'm that Austin guy. And people are like, who is this? I mean, it sucks. So definitely, definitely try to own your brand and do your best to never change unless you have to and you have a bunch of threes in your name.
It's weird because at the beginning of your videos, you say, hey, guys, this is Austin. But people still think your name is Duncan because of the username. And it was weird when I had Wilson Tech 1 and people always thought my first name was Wilson. I'm like, really? I don't ever know that to be a first name.
People always think my first name's OMG. It's getting really annoying.
No, they don't.
I can understand the Wilson bit. I mean, Wilson is super uncommon.
You kind of look like a Wilson.
Okay, and thing is, make sure you don't put any numbers in your name because that's bad for branding. That's one of the reasons I changed mine. It's like, look, I need the number. I don't care if it's one. Like my one at the end just means that I was so petty that someone had Wilson Tech that I put a one after it just to show them. And that is exactly what happened. Some school had Wilson Tech. I said, I'll show them. I put a one. I should have just had my personal name. What an idiot.
Well, I can actually tell you, you're totally right. I was actually, it was at E3 a couple months ago or a month ago, whenever that was. And I was actually talking with a guy in a shuttle and I was, you know, trying to maybe get like a little bit of a deal going with him. And, you know, we were hitting it off and I was telling him all about the channel and everything. He's like, yeah, it sounds great. He's like, so what's your channel? I was like, it's Duncan33303. The guy literally like looked at me for a second. He was like, cool. And that was it. It was over right then.
Whatever deal you could have had making millions, you just lost it. So
exactly. At that point, you would go head on over to AustinEvans.com. Like seriously, just and then link from there. That'd be good.
It's rough. So pick a good name, stick with it. You will be very very happy that you did.
Cool.
I agree.
Good. Now, we want your feedback. If you are you behind the monitor there, so you can either leave a video response on our channel, youtube.com/thisweekyt or youtube.com/twiyt, or you can send us some mail. It should be in the show notes or the description below, and hopefully you can get on the show. So now I want to cover, hey, what's going on in this past week with you, Austin? What were the last videos that you kind of uploaded throughout the week?
So I did a new PC build. Like I said, it was like a $400 super budget kind of like a PlayStation 4/Xbox One kind of, you know, kind of see what kind of PC you could get for that same money. I did a top five going over,
failures.
Failures. Thank you. Yeah, that was a failure on my part. Yeah, I did a top five tech fails, kind of going over some of the more interesting videos. Now, of course, I start talking about the failure video and I can't forget or I can't remember what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah, some of the big failures of technology. That was a little controversial because I picked a certain bit of technology as number one that a lot of people didn't agree with. But overall, I think it was some of the kind of rough bits of tech. I also did a video on the leaked Motorola X phone or the Moto X. So the Canadian carrier Rogers accidentally put a video showing off the entire phone before it came out. Kind of.
That's funny.
Not quite great for your launch, but I also did a video on that.
Yeah.
Silly rabbits.
Right. Anywhere else that people should know to go follow you, feel free to pimp anything. Tell people where they can find you.
Sure. So, of course, on YouTube, youtube.com/AustinEvans. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. Unfortunately, all those links are still basically like Duncan33303 because, as I was saying earlier, it is a massive pain to get stuff changed. But, yeah, you can find me pretty much. You just search Austin Evans. You should be able to find me on pretty much everywhere. But, especially YouTube is where I spend most of my time making all kinds of tech videos.
Cool. Nice profile picture.
Oh, what? Over
I literally just took that a couple hours ago.
That?
I know. I'm still wearing the same shirt.
Oh, wow.
That's why I'm messing with you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That. Look at that. Looking good.
Hey, I have candy. I'm kidding.
Man, he just cannot win with you, Lamar. What have you been up to this last week, Lamar?
Yeah, so Saturday, which is a weird day for me to do a video, I did a dual collab giveaway with Soldier Knows Best. It was a very well-known tech guy, about 500,000 subscribers. And I'm giving away a Nexus 7 32-gig version. He's giving away to Ouya gaming console. So we collaborated with that. And it's going really well. So, you know, all people have to do is subscribe to me and leave a comment on that video and they enter to win. And we'll announce a winner Friday or Saturday. And the same for Soldier Knows Best. So that was fun. That was fun to do that with him. I was honored. And today I did... it was kind of a nostalgia day. I decided to talk about my top three video games from high school that I played. And there is a little climax towards the end where there's a reveal that I'm not as good as I think I am in a certain game. And I won't spoil that for you. But let's just say I, Justine, is in the video as well.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. I was hoping to get to that first frame and then maybe just like pause it there. That's the end. Okay.
I may have been present for this particular showdown.
So basically subscribe youtube.com/LamarWilson, of course. And and make sure you join that giveaway because all the Twit audience.
Yeah.
You still have why not? I mean, it's sitting right there.
I don't have an Nexus 7 yet. Would it be weird if I won that? There's probably some sort of rules that I co-hosts can't win.
I mean, I don't have any rules on it. It would be everybody would say we cheated, of course. Mm-hmm. No, but
and there's evidence or anything. Right. No one knows.
Right.
No.
Right. Someone said in the chat room, it would be a dead giveaway. That was Uncle
Mace.
Okay, very good one. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, someone said you do have a creeper shirt on, Austin, so that fits the picture.
There we go.
Get it?
It's not that bad of a picture. I'm on Austin's side.
My old picture was way worse.
I like the picture. But it does have the. I'm just saying it has the creeper.
Oh, that's why you're saying it was the creeper.
All y'all thinking I'm a bad person.
I thought you were like making fun of his face or something.
I do that off camera.
Come on, Lamar. Jeez.
That's after the show.
Right.
Yeah. I know I'm not pretty. Shoot.
Well, this last week has been a crazy week for me.
Yeah. Talk about.
I've literally uploaded like 6 videos in the past 6 days. So a video a day, which is a lot for me considering I work full time at Twit. There's been a few Minecraft Let's Plays, a new Let's Play, which is Cube World, which is I'm really enjoying just playing through the game. So it's a new game that literally here's me walking at a wall.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about this.
This is great. This is what was I doing? Anyway.
It's like Minecraft.
Yeah, it kind of has that feel. It is completely different, though. It's more of an RPG style. I've been streaming for the Reddit Minecraft Tournament, which is a competitive esport where you go and you have these maps and these competitive teams. And so one of the rounds, this is round A, the qualifying rounds, is up and in its entirety. That is a 40-minute long video where there's also if you want to learn more about this esport in the description there, there's a ton of information that you can go check out in there. And then finally, I did a vlog, which I think Lamar named it the crazy you talk about every sorts of weird stuff vlog.
Because the audio was really weird when I saw it.
I've been having audio issues. I'm trying to work on it. But basically, it was just it's kind of a vlog about the channel. It's kind of a meta vlog where I just talk with you guys about what's going on, what you can expect, how my life is going, just that sort of thing. Yes. A vlog for vlog's sake, practically.
So if I want to creep on your life, I should watch that.
Basically. Okay. I mean, look, my hair is all messed up.
That's why.
Say again.
He did those eyebrows.
Yeah. I burp in it. It's great. You know, seriously, go watch it. And
cool.
Yeah, that's what happened to me
last
week.
OMG Chad, right on YouTube?
YouTube.com/OMG Chad if you want to check
Subscribe.
That out. Subscribe.
Right. Subscribe.
Thank you, everyone.
With the new red button.
You need to test out the red
hair,
button, right?
Come on.
It was changed for my hair. You want to test it out, just go to youtube.com/OMG Chad, Lamar Wilson, and Austin Evans, and just test it out a few times. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
On our different accounts. Yeah.
And create an account and then go and subscribe again. Another account. Absolutely. Thank you so much for watching this episode of This Week in YouTube. We record every Monday at around 5 p.m. Pacific. That's, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time? And you can figure out the rest of those times from there.
Yes,
if you would like to subscribe to all of our future episodes, you can head on over to twit.tv/YT. And you will also find our show notes over there. and buttons to get to everything from either any podcast or we have even a nice little widget to get to the YouTube subscribe button as well. So we even have audio versions available if you don't want to look at our faces and just want to listen to us while you run. We have everything available over at twit.tv/YT. Thank you so much for joining our show. We'll see you guys next week. See ya. Bye.
See ya.